China's rapid economic expansion has given the world's most populous nation a thirst for ever more oil. It has passed Japan to become the world's second largest consumer of oil, behind only the United States. And that big thirst has helped push oil prices up. And as journalist and author Matthew Yeomans writes in the April issue of The Atlantic, China also now ranks as the United States' chief competitor for, quote, preferred access to remaining oil reserves around the world. Matthew Yeomans joins us from Cardiff, Wales, where he lives and edits the oil blog www.petropulse.com. Welcome.
Thank you.
What do you mean when you write preferred access to remaining reserve?
Well, basically, you have these two nations that now together consumed 33% of the oil produced last year, and they are only going to grow in their consumption, and they are out there looking for all the easily accessible forms of oil that can help drive their economies.
But what is preferred access?
Preferred just generally means that the areas where they would most like to get it from, the areas that is the least amount of hassle for them, and the areas basically where it's cheapest to get as well.
Aside from being a regular customer and paying bills on time, how might a country endear itself to oil-rich nations?
It certainly helps if you have some arms to sell. That has always been something that the U.S. has done quite well at. And if it also helps if you are out of favor with the United States, maybe then a nation like China can go and help you out as well. One of the areas where China is investing very heavily, for example, is Sudan, which has been considered a pariah nation by the United States for many years. Not so much now, but during that time, China has jumped in and made itself the number one customer for Sudanese oil.
The U.S. has had close economic, military, and diplomatic ties with many countries in the Persian Gulf in particular. Is China making inroads with those countries?
It's certainly trying. It's knocking on a lot of doors, and it has very nice relations with Saudi Arabia, but it doesn't have anywhere near the historical contacts or access that the United States does with Saudi Arabia. However, as I was mentioning with Sudan before, it's no surprise that China is rather big buddies with Iran at the moment. It, again, is taken advantage of the fact that the United States and U.S. oil companies can't or don't want to have anything to do with Iran, and China is moving in and providing a lot of help and hoping to get a lot of oil out of it.
We've talked a little bit about Sudan, a little bit about Iran. Other countries where China is building strong relations to get oil?
You look at the map of the world, and you'll see China is active there at the moment throughout the Caucasus, throughout Central Asia, throughout Africa, and even in America's backyard in Canada and in Venezuela and Brazil, three of the major producers in the Americas. China is very active in trying to secure supplies of oil.
Is this at the expense of the United States?
Not at the moment. However, it's fair to say that certainly in the Americas, in Canada, for example, the United States has always taken for granted that it would have access to that oil. And as more and more oil in Canada becomes available through the exploration of what's known as the Athabasca tar sands project, Chinese companies are looking to move in and take a lot more of that. If you look further south in Venezuela, President Hugo Chavez is actually playing crude politics, some people might say, by kind of threatening the United States with cutting off its supply of oil and giving it over to China should the U.S. give any aggressive overtures towards Venezuela. So there's some real politics and there are some real things at stake there.
Well, where else in the world is the United States trying to expand its access to oil reserves?
There are three major areas in the world where oil is at the forefront. Obviously, the Persian Gulf is number one. The Caspian Sea region has been widely touted for a number of years now as the next savior, not as big as the Persian Gulf, but a source of oil that will really help out. And the United States is very, very active in places like Kazakhstan, Azerbaijan, and even to a lesser extent in, why they've been kind of pushing to do deals with Russia. The third area where a lot is at stake and a lot is at play is the so-called Gulf of Guinea on the west coast of Africa, which includes the oil-producing regions of Nigeria, Gabon, Angola, and this wonderful little island republic called Sao Tome, which just happens to have the good fortune or bad fortune, depending how you look at it, to sit on an enormous amount of oil.
At the moment, there seems to be sufficient oil to meet growing demands from China, the United States, and other countries. But wars have been fought over oil. Some say the war in Iraq was fought over oil. What is the risk that mutual economic interest between the United States and China that now exists might turn into hostility when oil reserves start to be used up?
I think that's a long view, and I wouldn't pretend to say that I think that will necessarily happen anytime soon. But there is one factor we do know is that oil, as it depletes around the world, the last remaining easily accessible sources of oil will be found in the Persian Gulf. That's just a simple fact. That area and the areas of Saudi Arabia, Iraq, and Iran hold an enormous amount of oil, which will, and they have the reserves to keep pumping that oil long after other parts of the world has stopped. Now, if you have China and the United States, these two huge economies in desperate need and still dependent on oil at that point, well, you're going to see a rather large crunch in what is already a very volatile and conflict-prone part of the world.
Matthew Yeomans is the author of Oil, An Anatomy of an Industry, and he edits the oil blog www.petropulse.com. His article on competition between China and the United States for oil security appears in the April issue of The Atlantic. Matthew Yeomans joined us from Cardiff, Wales. Thanks very much.
Thank you.